Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 50, Scene 1, Muchukunda. When Maharaj Parikshit heard the incident of Kalayavanas being burned to ashes, he inquired about the sleeping man from Shukadeva Goswami. Who was he? Why was he sleeping there? And how had the sleeping man achieved so much power that instantly, by his glance, Kalayavana was burned to ashes? And how did the sleeping man happen to be lying down in the cave of the hill? Many questions were put before Shukadeva Goswami, and he answered as follows. My dear king, this person was born in the very great family of King Ikshvaku, in which Lord Ramachandra was also born. And this king happened to be the son of another great king known as Mandata. He himself was also a great soul and was known popularly as Muchukunda. King Muchukunda was a very strict follower of the Vedic principles of Brahminical culture, and he was truthful to his promise. Muchukunda was so powerful that even demigods like Indra and others used to ask him to please help in fighting with the demons. And as such, Muchukunda often fought against the demons to protect the demigods. The commander-in-chief of the demigods, known as Kartikeya, was satisfied with the fighting of King Muchukunda. But once, Kartikeya asked that the king, having taken too much trouble in fighting with the demons, retire from fighting and take rest. The commander-in-chief, Kartikeya, addressed King Muchukunda. My dear king, you have sacrificed everything for the sake of the demigods. You had a very nice kingdom, undisturbed by any kind of enemy, and you left that kingdom, neglecting your opulence and possessions, and you never cared for the fulfillment of your personal ambitions. Due to your long absence from your kingdom, while fighting with the demons on behalf of us demigods, your family, children, relatives, and your ministers have all passed away in due course of time. After all, time and tide wait for no living man. Now, even if you retire to your home, you will find that no one is living there. The influence of time is very strong. All your relatives have passed away in due course of time. Time is so strong and powerful because it is a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time is therefore stronger than the strongest. By the influence of time, changes in subtle things can be effected without any difficulty. No one can check the process of eternal time. As an animal tamer tames animals according to one's will, so time also enters things according to its own will. No one can supersede the arrangement made by supreme time. Thus addressing Muchukunda, the demigods requested him to ask for any kind of benediction Muchukunda might be pleased with, except the benediction of liberation. And that is because liberation cannot be awarded by any living entity except the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Therefore, another name of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna is Mukunda, one who can award liberation. King Muchukunda had not slept for many, many years. He was engaged in the duty of fighting and therefore he was very tired. So when the demigod offered his benediction, Muchukunda simply thought of sleeping. My dear Kartikeya, best of the demigods, I want to sleep now. and I want from you the following benediction. Grant me the power to burn, by my mere glance, anyone who tries to disturb my sleeping and awakens me untimely. Please, give me this benediction. Kartikeya agreed and gave Muchukunda the benediction that he would be able to take complete rest. Then King Muchukunda entered the cave of the mountain. On the strength of the benediction of Kartikeya, Kalayavana was burnt to ashes simply by Muchukunda's glancing at him. And when the incident was over, Krishna came before King Muchukunda. Krishna had actually entered the cave in order to deliver King Muchukunda from his austerity. But Krishna did not first appear before Muchukunda. Krishna arranged that first Kalayavana should come before Muchukunda. And that is the way of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna does one thing in such a way that many other purposes are served. Krishna wanted to deliver King Muchukunda, who was sleeping in the cave, and at the same time, Krishna wanted to kill Kalayavana, who had attacked Mathura city. By this action, Krishna served all purposes. Thus ends chapter 50, scene 1, Muchukunda. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.